Ready?
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse.
No sleep till
Brooklyn!
Yeah! Brooklyn Bronx, Queens, and Staten. From the Battery to the top of Manhattan.
Yo, rope!
A wise man once said, we're guaranteed to bring the brouhaha. And those are words I live by. Hello, everyone. My name is Jim Shear, and welcome to the brouhaha. Fresh off of the Say Adams Spectacular. And once again, many thanks to Say Adams for doing our sometimes low-budget Beastie Boys podcast. Even before we had the first episode of the brouhaha up and running on the internet, we reached out to Say, sent him an email. Email didn't work. It was a bum email. So the folks at the Beastie Museum, they helped us out. We got in contact with Say. He got back in contact with me, and he's like, yeah, what do you want to talk about? And I said, you know, we'll talk about the work you've done with the Beastie Boys, the work you've done in hip-hop culture in general. And then Say emailed me back, and he was like, well, he's like, how's the quality on your phone interviews? And I said, well, you can go to thebrouhaha.podbean.com. Listen for yourself. I guess the quality depends on your phone. You know, kind of sounds like talk radio. I'm like, but I am in New York City, so if you want to do it in person, we can do that. Say emailed me back, and he's like, yeah, let's do it in person. So I took the brouhaha contraption, the portable studio, down to Say, and we did an episode there. In person, in the flesh. And I learned some things while talking with Say Adams. Did not know that Hello Nasty could have been called Another Dimension. Did not know that the hydraulic wiener and all of the Beastie Boys' many backdrops, they're in storage somewhere in New Jersey. And that excites me, because a few years ago, I traveled to the Bay Area to do an interview with Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich. And I went to Metallica headquarters, and I think this is like an old army barracks or something. It's huge. They've got a recording studio. They house most of their merchandise there. They've got two huge practice spaces. And what I love about Metallica headquarters is that the walls are just adorned with old stage backdrops. You've got Ride the Lightning backdrop. You've got the paper mache head from Injustice for All. And you've got all of the flags and banners that fans have made over the years. And while I was admiring all of the artwork and all of the old stage getups, I thought, man, wouldn't that be awesome if the Beastie Boys had a fortress like this? And apparently they kind of do. Out in New Jersey, with all the old backdrops and whatnot. And, you know, if Say and MCA ever go on another field trip, and you need someone to, you know, properly document it, or you need someone to plug in any hydraulic stage props, give me a call. Or email me over at thebrouhaha.podbean.com. Now, the interview went well. Unfortunately, We kind of blew it at the end. Say Adams agreed to play 20 questions. If you listened, then you'll know that he went further than any man has ever gone before. I did help him out on probably like 3 or 4 questions. And I would never do that for anyone else. But every question I asked him, he had like a cool little story attached to it. So I thought, you know, if Say goes out on question number 4, then we might miss out on another 5 or 6 Beastie Boys stories. Some of you may know Say Adams. He was stumped on what was the lead single from To the Five Boroughs. I helped him out. But then he got to question number 13. And we blew it. And Rhodey, thank you for being a watchdog, because Rhodey left a message over at thebrouhaha.podbean.com. And he's like, Jim, you screwed up. And I did screw up. So here was the question. We asked, say, what Beastie hit does not appear on Solid Gold Hits? No Sleep Till Brooklyn, Brass Monkey, Hey Ladies, Fight for Your Right to Party. Say initially said, Fight for Your Right to Party. Then he changed his mind. He's like, no, Hey Ladies. I said, wrong, Say. I'm like, No Sleep Till Brooklyn is not on Solid Gold Hits. And here's the track listing that I actually looked at the day of the Say Adams interview. And for some reason, my mind mentally blocked it out. Because many of you know that No Sleep Till Brooklyn does not appear on the Sounds of Science anthology, but it does appear on Solid Gold Hits. And here is the track listing for Solid Gold Hits. Let me clear my throat for a second. So what you want? Brass Monkey, to check it out. No Sleep Till Brooklyn. Hey Ladies, Pass the Mic, An Open Letter to NYC, Root Down, Shake Your Rump, Intergalactic, Sure Shot, Body Moving, Triple Trouble, Sabotage, Fight for Your Right. Yep. Blew it. And while we're talking about Solid Gold Hits, because I got the one that comes with a CD and a DVD, and I love watching the DVD because I don't have to pop in two DVDs like I do with the Criterion Collection. Wish it had one more song. Wish Right Right Now Now was on here because I don't have that on a proper DVD. But anyway, I messed up. Say got the question wrong. He did not advance. And the credibility here on the brouhaha was rocked to its core. So here's what we're going to do. Because I gave Say a lot of correct answers, and because I screwed him out of a correct answer, we are going to call his participation on 20 Questions an exhibition. It was just a good time. It was an exhibition. We got to learn more about the Beastie Boys. It will not be held accountable in the law of records here on the brouhaha. Rhodey is still our all-time winner on 20 Questions. In case you're just listening to the brouhaha for the first time, no one has answered 20 correct Beastie Boys questions on 20 Questions, winning the Beastie Boys diorama. We're still hoping one day that someone can do that. So, Say Adams records are wiped clean from the book. Think of it like Rocky IV, Apollo Creed, and Ivan Drago going at it. That wasn't a real fight. That was just an exhibition. Even Duke, he screams that in between rounds. This is just an exhibition. So Say, and to all of you for listening, I apologize, and I will do my best to make sure that I never give an incorrect answer again. Thank you. This episode of the Brouhaha is just going to be kind of chill because we're coming off two blockbuster episodes. We had a Summertime Donnybrook, 50-minute Beastie Boys mix, and then last time, of course, the hour-plus conversation with graphic artist and Beastie Boys confidant, Say Adams. So when we come back, we are going to play a fresh game of 20 questions with Todd from Long Beach. And these records, they will count. So don't you go anywhere.
Yeah, we're having a bit of tea. Good for the throat.
It's not really a proper tea, though, with sandwiches and everything.
No. Yeah, that would be nice if anyone wants to bring us some scone. This, what do they call it? Scones? Cream?
What do they call those things?
You know, them things.
You know, the little, like, stacked up trays and shit with the crust cut off.
Alright, maybe the next song, maybe this song we should get the soul clap.
You are listening to The Brouhaha.
We have returned on The Brouhaha, and it is time for 20 questions. Joining me today, Todd from Long Beach, California. Welcome, Todd.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here. I love the show. I've been listening since the first show, and I was looking around the internet before to try to find some kind of Beasties podcast, and I guess you're the only show in town, and you do a damn good job at it. So,
now you also have experience in doing podcasts.
Yeah, I know a bit about it. I used to do around, I guess, in 2007, there was a big radio thing going on through CBS called Free FM.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like after like Howard Stern left all these CBS radios, they kind of expanded like FM talk, like non-political kind of talk stuff. So I used to do a show in San Diego that was called Low Budget. And then after they canceled the station, and so then I ended up doing the show online for quite some time. And I did it up and we did really well. Big numbers on iTunes. I left the show recently. My co-host just does it with somebody else now. But Low Budget FM was the show. So, yeah, we did a whole bunch. We did 5 days a week. So, know a little bit about podcasting, I guess.
It sounds like you know a lot about podcasting.
Yeah, we got pretty good because we're friends with some of the guys who ran like the Adam Carolla podcast and stuff. So we had him on our show. So yeah, it's a pretty successful thing. So I'm gearing up to do a new one starting in maybe towards the end of the summer. So
now, do you have a title for that one?
Yeah, I think it's going to be called the Far Out Podcast.
All right.
And but it's not quite, the site isn't quite up yet. You'll just see some like weird WordPress template right there. But eventually that's going to be up and running. So it'll be just kind of fun, pop culture kind of stuff. You know, the kids will dig it.
All right. So we know that you are an expert in the realm of podcasts. But the question is, are you an expert in the realm of beasties?
Man, I hope so. I think, you know what, this is, I feel like my whole life is now rationalized by being here right now, because I feel like all the time when obsessing over the Beastie Boys and going to shows and everything, I feel like it was supposed to amount to something, and then this might be it. Like, it's actually now, like, I feel like my knowledge is now useful. Maybe you feel the same way with applying it to the podcast, like, it's not in vain.
Yeah, well, that's why I did the podcast, because I was like, I have all of this Beastie knowledge. What the heck do I do with it? And then I was like, I'll do a podcast.
Right, right.
Because a Beastie interview only comes around like once every 5 or 6 years for me. Maybe never again. But
right.
What were you going to say, Todd?
I'm saying you've met them a couple times. And it's funny, I've had some friends or people I've known come across them or whatever. And I wanted to know what your real vibe was on as people, because it was funny, one of the gals I knew worked with them, like, at, like, it's a Sundance Film Festival. She says, you know, they were really cool guys. They were pretty cool. Like, they said, Ad-Rock was a really cool guy, but then also there's a certain level of, kind of keep to themselves and are protective of themselves in a certain way. But, and then, like, you know, little things like they would drink water, but not water with a label on it, you know?
Okay. I was afraid to meet them for the first time because I have posters and albums and memorabilia all over the house. And I was like, well, what if they're jerks? That will just screw up my entire life. I met them and really cool guys.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know if I could hang out with them on a regular basis. I would say, though, MCA is the most personable. So yeah, if you were to go out to get, like, grab something to eat, you would want to hang out with MCA.
Oh, that's cool. Like, he's the one I've met.
Oh, okay. And how was that?
That was cool. It was kind of funny because it was 1995, and I went to a show at what was, I guess, the Velodrome in Carson, California, like just south of L.A.
Okay.
Not far from Gardena. And at Cal State Dominguez, and then I lost a shoe during a show, and one of the people in the crowd, it was like a Converse One Star, and they threw it on stage, and it was like pretty hectic pit and stuff, so I lost my shoe, and then I saw MCA kick it off, so it went to that area between like the security and the stage, mm-hmm. where they had that little kind of gulf.
Yes, the gap.
Yeah, and so it went in there, and then so I got to talk to the people who ran the venue and said, could I go back to get my shoe, because it went over there. And they said, okay, so they sent me towards the backstage area, and so then they let me go back there, and then I just kind of hopped a little fence, but it was like barbed wire, so I cut my ABA Atwater Village Beastie Boy shirt.
Was it the powder blue one?
Yeah, the powder blue ringer with that nice kind of fabric.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so I kind of cut that, and then I got backstage, and there was some of the guys from, like, Hurricane's crew, because he was the opening act, like Hurricane and Bad Brains, and they were back there, and there's a basketball hoop, and, like, then I saw MCA standing out there, and I shook his hand, and real quick, and he was kind of friendly, but it was kind of funny, because he gave me, like, the limp handshake, you know?
Yeah.
And I was expecting, like, you know, boom. But it was like, I guess, you know, he's a man of peace, you know, a Buddhist man. So it was kind of like a humble handshake, I guess. And you'd expect, like, a big, like, towering, hey, you know, death grip kind of thing.
It was an unexpected handshake because he didn't know if you were a murderer or just a fan who had snuck backstage.
But, yeah, that's true, too. That's true. He's probably like, who's this kid? He doesn't, you know. But,
so maybe if MCA is listening now, he knows that you are, you know, a sincere fan, and maybe he would give you a better handshake.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wasn't dissing the handshake no matter what. A man can shake freely, but it's just like, you know, you're expecting one thing and it goes the other way. But, yeah, but he was real nice to me. He was real nice when I talked to him briefly, so that was cool.
And did you found your shoe, right?
Yeah, well, no, the funny thing was the shoe that went on stage was a different color than the one I found. So I walked out with one black one star and then one blue Converse one star.
Do you still have those shoes?
I might. I don't know. I think my fiance might have thrown them out at some point.
And so. Todd, before we start 20 questions, you also were teasing a beastie story to me before we went on air.
Oh yeah, yeah. When it's just kind of, I guess, you know, obviously all the big fans listen to the show, so it's kind of something a big fan would appreciate. I grew up in a town called Torrance, which is probably famous for being the birthplace of Dirk Diggler and Boogie Nights, and then right on the border with Gardena, famous, you know, from all the times been referenced in the Beastie Boys song.
Yes.
And one of my neighbors, because I lived in like a fourplex when I was in high school, one of the neighbors upstairs was like, hey, I'm a big, he saw me wearing like a Beastie Boys shirt, and saw I was a Beastie Boys fan. He was like, yeah, I know Money Mark. Like, they knew each other for something. So I went in the trash can one day just to dump out my stuff, and he ended up having this big, huge Italian, like, 5-foot-tall Beastie Boys live concert poster that Mark had given him, and I just found it in the trash can. Yeah, and it was like, it was one of those, like, surreal, you know, experiences. So I kept that until, I don't know, I think some roommate stole it or something. But, like, I had, like, this big wonderful poster, and then that guy moved out, and then one of the next people to move in was this family, and there's this one kid who was about my age, and his cousin happened to be Alfredo Ortiz.
Wow.
So it was kind of a weird little thing where, like, Alfredo Ortiz's cousin, one of Money Mark's friends, and, you know, kind of ended up living in that apartment. So
you were living cool. In the right place at the right time.
Yeah, who knew, you know? So, yeah, it was kind of a little funny, like, odd thing, you know?
But you do not have that poster anymore?
No, I think I had, there's this one guy that was like an old roommate of mine, and I moved out of an apartment, but I kept my posters up because my friends were there, but then the guy who moved in after me bailed the apartment, like one night just moved in a huff, and he stole it. So I never saw the guy again. He moved to Philadelphia, and I never saw it. So, yeah, it was like that and like a Revenge of the Jedi poster. Like, it was a total, you know.
So what was on the poster? Let's track this thing
like
down.
Oh, I know. It was like the one of the posters. It was like Check Your Head. I believe it was like the Skills to Pay the Bills cover, like the black and white photo.
Like the long shot where their sneakers are really big?
Yeah, yeah, that shot. And then also it says like they're playing with like the Screaming Trees or something. It was like the opening act. And it was somewhere in Italy. Some show from 92 maybe or 93.
All right, so if anyone in the Philly area knows anyone harboring that poster, please give it back to Todd in Long Beach.
Well, I'm thinking it might have came your way, because you're near there, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe he sold it in a junk shop, and then, you know, somebody going, you know, Dusty Finger record diving or whatever, like, might have come across the poster. So, I mean, if it's in your garage right now, then, you know.
Todd, I don't have it, but I will keep my eyes open.
Oh, all right.
And Money Mark, if you are listening to the Brouhaha today, shame on you for throwing that away.
Oh, I know.
All right, so Todd, we're going to play 20 questions.
Yeah.
When I called you up, you said that you were going to answer all 20 questions.
I'm going all the way through. All the way through.
You said you will answer them. Will you answer them correctly?
Yeah. I'll answer them all correctly. Now, could you refresh me on the rules real quick? Do I get one time where I get to ask a multiple choice?
Three.
Three. Okay.
So if you are stumped, you'll have three options for multiple choice. Some of the questions, the way they're structured, you will not have a multiple choice for that. So say if you go to question number 18 and it's a true or false, obviously I couldn't give you multiple choice for that.
Right, yeah, no, understandable.
And we want to point out that you have a shed in the back of your property where you store all of your beastie goodies.
Yeah, I have an illegal add-on where it's like my little place where I have one of my most prized possessions is a big poster that on one side, it's like a cardboard poster, like the kind they have in record stores.
Mm-hmm.
And it says the hiatus is back off again.
Yeah. So
and then on the
recent.
Other side is the Five Boroughs.
All right. So that's your most prized possession?
That's one of them. That's one of them. But it's in a prominent spot in the illegal add-on. So.
Well, hopefully we can change that today and give you a Beastie-rama.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And give it a good home if you do win.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right.
It'll be well taken care of.
Thank you. Are you ready, Todd?
I'm ready.
All right, as you know, the first few questions, kind of easy, just to weed out the real Beastie Boys fans from the fake ones. But from your stories alone, I have a feeling that you're going to get past the first five.
Okay, good.
Question number one, and it would be very embarrassing if you went out on question number one. But
yeah, I know a whole bunch of talking, and then come up, and I'm like, "What was on the cover of License to Ill?"
Right. So, first question is: name the Beastie Boys album that followed Ill Communication.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like a proper studio album.
Proper studio album.
Not a compilation.
Not a compilation.
Okay, and proper LP, not an EP.
LP. Long play.
Okay, so after Ill Communication, it would be Hello Nasty.
You thought about that a lot. You are correct.
Well, I'm just saying, you never know. You could have thrown a tricky one, like Aguileo came out around then.
Well, the first five are easy, so you don't have to think too much about these.
Okay, good.
Question number two. What famous arena was Awesome I Shot That filmed in?
Madison Square Garden.
Two for two. Question right. number three. Who is not, let me repeat that, not shouted out in the Beastie Boys song, Check It Out? Cable Guy, Miss Piggy, Trekkies and TV Addicts, or George Lopez?
George Lopez.
You are correct. Question number four. What home video was released first? Skills to Pay the Bills? Or Sabotage?
Skills to Pay the Bills.
Todd, you are correct. Question number five. What record label are the Beastie Boys currently on?
Capitol.
Capitol is correct. And you have not used any multiple choice options yet. We go on to question number six. Of the Beastie Boys' eight studio albums, including Hot Sauce Committee Part 1, how many times does an image of the Beastie Boys appear on their album covers?
On the front cover, correct?
Front cover, proper studio albums, eight of them, including Hot Sauce Committee Part 1.
Okay, that would be, they're not on License to Ill, they're not on Paul's, they're on Check Your Head, there'll be one. Not on No Communication, they're on Hello Nasty. They are on The Mix and Hot Sauce Mix. So I would say the answer would be four.
Woo! You are correct. There's only a tiny picture of them on The Mix-Up, but they are on the cover of The Mix-Up.
Very tiny.
Very tiny, but they're on there. Question yes. number seven. In the later half of the 1990s, the Beastie Boys embraced their punk rock roots and toured under what name?
Quasar.
Quasar is correct.
Have you ever seen the bootleg of the Quasar shows on Coney Island?
I don't.
Ooh.
I think one Quasar recording, and it's crap. So if you have any soundboard Quasar stuff, I would love to hear it.
I don't have soundboard. I have a camera in the back of a theater on this bar on Coney Island.
Okay.
Where they do it, where it's an entire Quasar show. I don't know if that many. I've never heard people talking about it, but it's a really good bootleg where it's like they run through all of it and they do like a bunch of covers too.
Because I've been really spoiled because of the digital age where we have a lot of soundboard recordings.
Yeah.
And I'll go back to some of my Lollapalooza stuff, and I'm like, oh man, this, I can't even listen to this anymore.
Oh yeah, like some old tapes and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Question number 8. During the Beastie Boys touring schedule of To the Five Boroughs and The Mix-Up, what request did they make to their fans attending the shows?
Oh, that they dress up nicely. That they dress up nicely.
That's all we needed, Todd. That's all we needed. Okay. You go on to question number 9.
Yes. Woo! Yes.
You may crack into the 10. Question number 10, that's never happened before.
Woo.
Question number 9. What album contains the song Eggman?
What album? Paul's Boutique.
Paul's Boutique is correct. First contestant to go to question number 10. Members of what band performed at MCA's wedding?
Rancid.
Final answer.
Yes.
You said final answer. You cannot utilize your multiple choice options. Todd, you are correct.
Ooh.
Question number 11. What was the official name of the Beastie Boys' 1995 American tour?
I went to that. I'm gonna ask for multiple choice on that one, but I believe it's the Quadrophonic Sound Tour. But I'll ask for multiple choice.
All right, this will be your first one. You have 2 left. A. Mics of Fury Tour. B. Sabotage 95. C. The Freak Tour. Or D. A Quadrophonic Stereo Tour.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Quadrophonic Stereo Tour.
Go with your gut. You are correct, Todd. On to question number 12.
Yes.
This is a simple one.
Oh, good.
What is Futterman's rule?
Once two are served, all may eat.
Eat up. We move on to question number 13. You can almost taste that Beastie Rama. And once again, my wife is calling, so that is the beeping sound you will hear. And I will call her back once this is done.
Is she excited that she's going to be freed of the Beastie Diorama?
Believe it or not, she was upset. She's like, how can you give that away? And I was like, it's clutter. And she's like, but it's really nice. So I was kind of surprised that she wanted the Beastie Rama to say it to stay at the Shear household. All right, question number 13. When the Beastie Boys performed on Saturday Night Live promoting Hello Nasty, what 2 songs did they perform?
Okay. They did 3 MCs and 1 DJ. And did they do Sabotage also? Because I thought it was kind of funny. They did also like Sabotage, which wasn't even on that record. I'm going to ask for the multiple choice again just because I'm unsure about them playing Sabotage, but I know they played 3 MCs and 1 DJ.
All right.
So we're going to go multiple choice.
All right. A, 3 MCs and 1 DJ and Sabotage. B, 3 MCs and 1 DJ and Intergalactic. C, 3 MCs and 1 DJ and The Move. And D, Sure Shot and Heart Attack Man.
Okay, I'm going to go with number 1 then. Sabotage and 3 MCs and 1 DJ.
You are correct. I found it very odd that they played Sabotage during that performance. Or that.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, because I remember staying up to watch that, and I was like,
because at that point in time, Intergalactic had kind of run its course because they played it on all the TV shows they were on. And I was like, oh, right, we're going to get like a nice little deep album cut from Hello Nasty. And they ended up playing right. Sabotage, which totally surprised me.
Yeah, I was like, you know, as a big fan at that, that's the moment where you go, wait, this just makes it seem like they don't have anything else good on this record. Like,
yeah.
This whole record is awesome. Like, play something else, you know?
I was secretly hoping and dreaming that they would play Unite, but they didn't.
Oh, tell me, one of the most underrated BC songs of all time.
Unite, and then I always loved The Move. And that kind
of... Oh, yeah.
I mean, they played it on the Hello Nasty tour, whatever the tour was called, and then it just kind of... Nothing ever happened with it.
Disappeared.
All right, and then what also bummed me out is when the Beastie Boys released the commentary on Hello Nasty, Ad-Rock said he was not happy with the way the song turned out. And I was like, that was one of my favorite songs on Hello Nasty.
Yeah, no, and it just moved so seamlessly from Super Disco Breaking.
Like, yeah. So, Beastie Boys, please bring The Move back. Question number 14. Todd may go all the way today. In the film Crush Groove, the Beastie Boys unfortunately don't win the Tin Pan Apple Talent Contest. What musical act wins?
Ooh.
Old School.
Ooh. See, I think I know it. But damn, I only get one more multiple choice, right?
Yes.
Do I blow it or do I just make sure I keep going? I'm gonna go, I think it's the Fat Boys, but I'm gonna go multiple choice.
All right, it's gonna be a tough one for you. A.
All right.
The Fat Boys. B. New Edition. C. Run DMC. D. Sheila E.
Oh, why does Sheila E sound kind of right also? I'm gonna go with my initial and say Fat Boys.
A run that once looked so promising now comes to an end.
Oh.
Todd, you were going strong. You were going strong. It's not Sheila E. It's not Run DMC. It's not the Fat Boys. It was New Edition.
Really?
New Edition.
Bobby Brown and Ralph Tresvant
beat the Beastie Boys. In the Tin Pan Apple Talent Contest.
That is upsetting. I don't know what to say. I felt really strong. You know, this is not only shattering that I only made it to, 14? Is that I feel like my whole life accumulating knowledge about the Beastie Boys is now for naught.
No.
You know?
No, Todd. Todd, like, you had a good flow going, though.
I was doing good.
No, you had a nice flow going. There's, of course, new school questions and old school questions. I've only seen Crush Groove maybe like once or twice. And
Yeah, I've seen like part of it, yeah.
So, and you know what? We may have an old school fan on one day that gets all the old school questions right, but we drop a Hello Nasty or 2 to 5 Burrows questions and he or she doesn't know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's totally obvious. And you know what? It's something I should have known. So, you know, I stand here defeated. And maybe, you know, hopefully at least I will set a mark at 14.
Yeah, because right now you have gone the furthest.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe at least that's some consolation for that. But, it's not like... You didn't ask me a cheap question. That was a good question. I should have known it.
So, Todd, thank you for playing. Thank you for the stories. Congratulations on going further than anyone has gone before on 20 questions.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim. I really appreciate it. And you run a great show over there. And it's been a thrill. It's been a good time to listen to. I've had a great time listening to it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd. I'll say goodbye to you in real life. But right now, we are going to a break. And we will be back with more Brouhaha right after this.
Back at Heathrow, the press were being kept waiting. Run DMC, the band who are actually topping the bill on tour, came and went with only a few camera flashes, almost out of courtesy. The vile Beastie Boys are, according to one Tory MP, undesirables and should be banned. Now that's a story, and according to some, a welcome relief from pop conservatism.
Clearly, the nation's supposed to be outraged, but their accountant is going to be absolutely deliriously happy with this, and that's been the state of pop for many years.
We have returned on the Brouhaha, and Todd, how about Todd setting the new benchmark on 20 questions? And if you would like to compete on 20 questions, all you have to do is send an email over to beastiepodcast@gmail.com. And just so you know, we kind of have a list now. There's a lot of people in line for 20 questions. So if you do send me an email, just be patient and just hope that no one wins the prize before you do. So until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yins later.
That's it, that's all there is. Come on.
Yo, we gonna end it on a 1, 2, 3 note. Are you ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Guarantee we bring the brouhaha.
It's a brouhaha. It's a brouhaha. It's a brouhaha.